The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Okay, I can get you in.
Perfect.
I cannot be seen getting my hands dirty in this, though.
Well.
So once you're in, you're on your own.
Okay.
Right. Well,
that's what we got Grin for over here.
He should be a help.
Do you have any magical items that can help us on our quest?
Yes, actually. He'll hand each one of you a potion.
Ooh.
A potion of
greater invisibility.
Oh,
nice.
I actually have the spell. Thank you.
Well, now you don't have to burn one of yours.
I was reaching for the magic potion ball. We all went to Saltier for DCC Day this last weekend, and he found an awesome, like, magic 8 ball potion thing.
Yes.
So you can shake it up.
You can shake it up, and that's what your potion
determine
is.
What the random potion cool. is that you find.
Mm-hmm.
I had a plan that fell through, but.
Yeah. I'm actually working on John Graham's shot glass module
still?
For D&D.
He wanted me to write something for that. I had some ideas.
Yeah.
We should talk about that. I need to do some writing.
Potion of greater invisibility.
That's probably a good idea to write that down.
Yeah, that's not a cheap potion.
Cute.
I'll look at both Grin and begrudgingly Lucas. Can we actually use this in there?
Yes.
Like, we won't stand out like a sore thumb to any sort of security?
No. Unless you're in the middle of the guard spells. No.
The what?
Make an arcana check.
This should be easy.
I rolled terribly.
16.
21.
It's actually still an 11.
You can look up the spell guards and wards.
Lucas forgot he had.
There's about 20 layers of that spell permanently on Sorcerer.
How long does a potion last?
1 minute.
Yep.
Okay. So, well, sometimes the potions are different from the spells, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I didn't actually look up the potion. You might actually Google that.
Because sometimes a potion is a lot longer.
It could be, but I don't know.
I didn't know if you had it right there, Jeff.
I do not.
Is this what we used in Nephilion?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, no. It's not. Okay, I see. It's different.
Yeah, it's just all kinds of different effects that anybody who's not supposed to be there is affected by.
No matter where you're at on the grounds?
In the building.
Okay. So it is essentially useless and will light us up like Christmas trees if we're inside the building when we use it.
Inside the building, if you're affected by the guards and wards spell, you're surrounded by fog. If you're invisible, it doesn't fucking matter.
Just fog.
You'll look like a void in the fog.
Got ya. So there's a good chance that when we walk in the building, we're just going to be in fog regardless then.
You have passwords.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha.
The passwords that are good for an hour.
Okay.
And Grin will point out that once you use that, the password cycles. It's not good for more than one.
Got you.
That's why each of you has an individual one.
Okay.
Potion of invisibility lasts an hour.
Yeah. Invisibility is. What about greater invisibility?
Not detailed specifically in the book.
Okay.
So I was just throwing that out there.
Yeah, because invisibility can last for up to an hour, but greater invisibility does not.
Potion of giant strength is an hour. It's the closest thing I got to greater invisibility.
No, but sometimes the potions have different effects. That's why I was curious.
So should we ask if Windwalk would let us just straight fly the fuck out of Sorcerer?
What's that?
Would Windwalk let us fly, straight out of Sorcerer?
Depending on the condition of our egress, yes. If the whole place is onto us, probably not. You'll probably have it countered right out from under you.
Right. I just didn't know if there was, a dome of wards and you cannot magically pass through it.
Oh, no. Wizards fly through there all the time.
Okay.
We just need to be quick. We need to get in, get out.
I gotta have a minute to cast the spell.
I don't know if Potion of Greater Invisibility exists, Jeff.
I don't see it anywhere, but this book mentions it.
And it doesn't detail it in the potions? Let me make sure. Because I was going to say, literally one of the first Google searches that I did was, you can't do Potion of Grazer Invisibility. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that you can only do, like, third level spells and lower. Or something like that.
I haven't worn this fez in a long time. It's like a sock. I can't believe it details it out, and it's not.
Yeah, it's not in the list of magic items. We'll say it's a minute.
Okay. I think it's fair.
So, are you all ready to go? Jarl Axel is.
I mean...
Once our turtle gets back...
I'd like a piece of pizza from upstairs because I'm hungry, but yes.
Go ahead.
Well, you asked.
We're waiting for him to... Anyway.
I understand, but you jumped down my throat when I asked Lucas if he had prepared his spells, so I just want to let you know I'm hungry, Jeff.
Ready?
Fucking do it.
Sweet. You guys are ready to go? Okay. Jarl Axel says your path from here to there is clear. Straight shot. Get going. There's nothing else to it. He's got his guys clearing the path for you.
Question.
Yes.
Were your guys following us when we came in?
I mean, we kept an eye out for you, but no.
I make a clacky noise. That wouldn't you?
No.
I want my 500 gold bag.
Would he know who that is?
Egg on my face.
Yeah, they're called drow.
No, those are the Bandersnatches.
What? The Vander who now?
It's a gang that's formed, kind of taking advantage of the chaos since the attack.
Hmm. Wonderful.
We grab them when we can. We shut them down as much as we can, but there are some tough characters among them.
But they're all right to kill.
What's that?
They're okay to kill. We can kill them.
If you can get away with it, yeah.
Have you met the drow before?
Met quite a few.
Right. If you're the one killing a drow in this city... Hmm? It's not going to matter what the drow was doing.
Because you're not a drow.
That's fair.
So, yeah, you can kill them all you want. I just wouldn't get caught doing it.
Well, let's...
To source air!
Let's go steal a book.
Is our friend joining us who said that she wouldn't be joining us?
If you're saying that you're leaving straight from there, sure.
If everything goes according to plan, which it won't. But our hope is... To be able to leave straight from there.
Yeah, then let's go.
Cool.
She hitches up a pack and gives...
What the hell's the name?
I can never remember. Dalfred?
Dalfred.
Darnold.
Darnold. No,
Dalfred.
Dalfred, Dalfred Noakes. Gives Dalfred a hug and hugs the half-drow and takes off. Grin leads the way and you guys head for Source Air. And you have no trouble getting there. You don't... I mean... It's weird. You guys came through town, and there's a constant bustle. You're on deserted streets.
Do they have a name?
The deserted streets?
Strawberry Shortcake Lane, Banana Split Way.
Good joke.
Neapolitan Road.
And you guys get to Source Air. We're moving along.
When I was little, I couldn't say Neapolitan. I always called it Napoleon. I don't know why.
I think most kids did. I did too.
My wife still does. Even though I tell her that most of those letters are not in that order in that ice cream or there at all.
Hearing people pronounce Worcestershire is fun too. It's like, yeah, 60 different ways to pronounce
it. Just like how you said it.
60 different ways to pronounce
it. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I've started calling it Wash Your Sister Sauce just because I thought it was funny.
That's funny.
Worcestershire.
I will not be, yeah. Okay, carry on. I just like the idea that we're running through completely barren streets that somehow he's cleared
us. We're dancing along the way.
It's like a music video or some shit.
Yeah, we're totally doing a montage now.
Yes.
We're definitely sharking it.
I need a hero.
Yes.
Holding on for a hero till the end of the night.
And you guys climb the stairs up to...
You got the touch!
You guys climb the stairs up to Tir Bresh. You see three massive buildings in front of you.
Da, da, da. I thought you fucking Numa Numa.
It's probably more accurate.
What's that weird
crazy
one?
Frog for this group?
You see a big pyramid. You see one that's shaped like a spider. And you see one that is a tower. And... Grin points you towards the tower.
You sure you don't want to check out the spider one?
You can if you want. I doubt you'll find the right book in there.
But we will find a book.
What will we find in there?
These are three different academies. Melee Mag there is the Fighters Academy.
Tier Brach? What it is? Tier Brach?
Tier Brach is this
the whole
level.
Area.
Arachtenilith?
Oh, yeah.
Arachtenilith is the Priest's Academy.
Boring.
And Sorcerer.
Where's the brothel?
Not up here.
We are the brothel.
Okay, let's go find a book.
You probably have to hit the Brereton for that. Unless you want one of them high-class ones that cater to whatever taste you got.
Listening.
That's a lot of leather and ashless chaps for that, Dryder.
You guys head up the stairs, in the doors, and I'm assuming speaker passwords.
It was like, Grin, when do we say the password?
I would say them as you're entering the door.
Password.
Yep.
Password.
You start,
pineapple.
As you're walking in, you start to see the hallway fill with fog, and as you say it, it vanishes.
Really?
Shit, wrong one.
It's the one that picked the tower ago.
Money sign, capital A, R, 3, uppercase T. Shit, it was lowercase.
You have to have an uppercase and a sign in there somewhere. It's not going to work.
You guys head up. Now that you're in here, make me a group stealth roll. I want to see how...
Are we invisible?
Only for a minute if we want to be.
Yeah,
you gotta make two, by the way, Jeff.
It was
I do.
It was decided it was only
bigger.
17.
If you want to be a real 16. Asshole, Troy needs to make another one too.
17.
You've got this giant metal man clomping around beside you.
Good clomp.
A gentleman's totally average and not undersized at all. 5, Jeff.
Man, I should have.
It's not a bad roll. We oiled him really well before we walked in.
I got a 17.
Okay.
I'm assuming they don't have any add-ons.
Probably not this giant thing. It's
you may be looking for a penalty to dex. What is its dexterity score?
Oh, yeah, negative one.
So, yeah. Subtract one from your roll.
11.
Okay.
I was a 17.
Okay, you guys are good. The big metal man is definitely clomping around alongside the smaller metal man, but
we're sneaking.
So, for some reason, it doesn't stand out too much in the Mages Academy. You don't draw too much attention, and
still singing dwarven battle songs though.
You start climbing the tower. Grin says you're going to find Gromf's sanctum at the top, and keep going.
As we're going up, I'm like, hey, Grin, does Gromf's Sanctum have a window?
That's not the question you should be asking.
Does it have any traps?
It's not.
That's still not the question you should be asking.
What's the question?
Are we going to die?
Is Gromf's Sanctum on this plane of existence? You might be able to go out the window. In fucking wherever. That's the question I would be asking. Yeah. Also, did he give us anything to actually get in there without killing us?
He did not.
Noses.
A big metal thing.
If he'd been asked about traps on his office, he'd be like, well, yeah, it's trapped, but I've been building those traps for the last few centuries. I don't remember what all of them are. They're documented in the office.
It's fair. It's fair. Shitty, but fair.
Roll me a d20, someone.
Got you. 17. It's my first roll above 10 for the night.
I know. It
wasn't even for you.
You guys rolled high enough on your stealth check. You're able to avoid being noticed by them, but you see a group of slaves doing chores.
Okay.
Sure.
Go up another row, or another level, make another stealth roll.
That's more like it.
Oh, it hopped on top of the dice to a crit 20.
Nice.
Check that out.
You could not do that again if you tried.
Never.
22.
Stealth, right? Mm-hmm. 17 again. And he got 11. He got 16.
Cool. You're lucky. These guys are rolling decent.
You roll a 10?
Yeah, 10. Getting better. That's twice
your
my last score.
Your failure didn't matter.
Don't hand in your card yet. I don't know what it is.
It doesn't hurt.
Again, you're able to avoid notice, but you do run in, you do cross paths with several drow mages.
Cool. We're just working our way on up, working our way up to Grump's office. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. I really like this development of Ertland, where he talks about the very obvious things he's doing while trying to do clandestine things.
It's a good quirk to.
Yeah,
I'm just here washing windows, totally not spying on anyone. I'm just the innocent window washer.
It's what he's developed to keep himself from going mad, because he's just talking himself through everything that's going on. Dun, dun, dun.
Give me one more group stealth check.
This is not looking good.
20?
That's good.
What else did you guys get?
Gentleman 6.
12.
What's your other one?
Oh, what are you doing?
I passed my skill check.
Nice. That's more than half.
Would you get? Okay.
We're good. We're good.
Because they both got theirs. Okay. You come across.
I was trying to save it for something else, but that works.
As you're getting up towards the door to Gromf's sanctum, you come across another slave.
Okay.
This is a surface elf, and she does at least notice you, but you didn't roll low enough to actually pull attention.
Okay.
You get nothing?
Mind wipe.
Cool. Go on.
Anything noticeable about her?
She seems interested, but she's not...
Like, interested, or...
More that she notices your group and just as interested. But you guys didn't roll low enough to really have to interact unless you want to.
I'm always door. For fucking stuff up, Jeff. You just let me know.
No, it's up to you. You get to the door.
Sweet.
Cool. The faster we finish this, the faster we play another game.
Cool, hey, we're at the door.
There are not many opportunities you're going to have to be in Menzo Baron's End, so let's enjoy
it. For a vacation. We're here to grab a thing and go.
Guys, one of you roll me a d6.
Good.
You can read yours.
5.
Okay.
Big ol' 5.
Okay. Who's good at getting indoors? This one is definitely locked.
I can cast knock on it.
You could.
That's what you want.
I mean, it's worth a shot. My only other suggestion is for either Troy or I to break it down and then eat whatever spell comes out, which could be a death ray.
Yeah. Should probably check, see if it's trapped first before we open it.
But I can nice.
Unlock it.
For who?
I don't know.
Unlock it. Then we'll open it.
Okay. I unlock it.
Yeah.
Troy, you want to face check this, or you want me to face check this? Or do you want Shield Guardian face check this? Because we don't have any rogues.
Just whisper, knocks the best just whisper got, rage as you cross
it's
the
It's threshold. Unlocked?
Yeah, he yeah, said he
I
just unlocked
cast
it.
Knock on it.
Mage hand.
It. Everyone stand back.
I know you took that for a reason.
You're mage handing to open the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Door opens.
Does dispel? Okay.
Detect magic.
Yeah.
Na 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 blam! Fucking everything's bad. It's probably easier to figure out what isn't magic.
I understand.
The screws holding
specifically
on the door
around plate. The door.
Yeah.
What are we getting?
Conjuration, evocation, all kinds of shit.
Like on the door?
No, not on the door. There would have been what is it? Abjuration on the door.
Abjuration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see anything on the floor, or do you see any sigils drawn?
Do I?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
He's like, just follow me, and he steps over.
Dispel magic.
Okay.
I also have that if we want to double team anything.
Make your roll.
Dispel magic.
Is it a roll?
No, I have it. I just... It doesn't work. DC equals 10 plus spell.
I know what the DC is.
I just chuck grin in.
Do I add anything to that?
You want
to
try that?
You're a spellcasting modifier. It's intelligence, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know you got a thing you can add to it, but...
So...
It's a D4. You got to roll.
18.
Okay.
Does the sigil disappear?
The sigil doesn't disappear, but you see the aura disappear from around it.
There you go.
Okay. It worked. I will still send the shield guardian in first.
Okay.
Kaboom! He just melts.
No.
Walking in, you don't...
He's pissed.
Do a
have a good night.
Tour of the room.
Okay.
Nothing sets off?
No, he can walk around the room.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
I will pick up my glaive, which I don't have ignited. Fuck. And I'll step through the door.
Okay. You walk through the door.
What do I say?
No, he actually did dispel the.
It's good because whatever it is, I bet it was fucking nasty. What do we see in here?
You see a huge desk, several bookshelves.
Let me make sure that there's not anything else specific that you see.
Does the...
The chamber beyond the door is floored in black marble, lined with shelves laden with books and scrolls, and dominated by a broad desk of polished bone. A plush chair covered with lizard hide sits behind the desk, while a smaller and simpler zirkwood chair sits facing it on the opposite side. A 7-foot-tall obsidian statue of a four-armed sword-wielding drow warrior stands behind the desk against one wall. Burning red candles are set about the room in holders made from skeletal hands.
The desk, is it? How many drawers does it have?
Several.
Any of them magically trapped?
Yeah. Is there anything glowing from the desk?
There's all kinds of shit glowing from the desk.
Is there a book just kind of hanging out on the desk?
Oh, no.
Probably in a chest or drawer or something?
Has it been more than a minute?
No, your detect magic still going.
I'm at my mage hand. Like, start opening drawers.
Okay. No, yeah. I mean, you can do that. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. The big stone statue cracks and the outside shell of it crumbles and a metallic body steps out and starts moving towards you.
Cool.
Roll for initiative.
Yeah.
I had to get it somewhere.
Fucking hell. Nat 20 doesn't do any good on an initiative.
It's not the worst thing ever, but yeah.
That is a skill check.
I know, but...
What's your total?
That is nice.
Mine's a 26. What's your total?
Aw, buddy.
22.
Just pissy. There he goes.
Much bigger, buddy.
Get some sleep.
Staring pointedly at Lucas's character, as I enter the room, I say, touch...
Oh no, we're rolling for initiative.
Yeah.
You missed out. The mage hand opened some drawers and a metallic thing came out.
So what I was getting ready to say before my wife said, can you come help with the baby, please, was to turn around and say, touch nothing but the book.
We didn't see the book.
Yeah, we have to find the book.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean we have to touch things.
Well, too late now.
What was a 7-foot tall statue of that was clearly alive, Jeff?
A four-armed drow warrior?
Yeah, once he started pulling open drawers, the stone around it cracked and a metallic body stepped out.
Spider legs?
No.
Okay. Still forearms?
Yes.
Okay.
We get to fight Mechanical Goro?
Kind of.
Hey, you're a machine. Talk him down.
You need a minute? It's okay.
I don't see what the fuck's going on because you guys not to fucking touch anything.
Should have left.
Okay.
Touch nothing but the book. Because, like, this is just the outer chamber, right? Like, there's probably a secret inner chamber somewhere. Or a secret. Like, he's a fucking prick. It's going to be on a pedestal somewhere with unholy hellfire light on it.
We saw no book in the open.
Right, because this is the fake office.
Well,
Troy.
22.
Lucas.
26.
Schroeder.
9.
Thank God I'm not the only single digit.
Grady.
6.
What is your plus to initiative?
8.
Huh.
It's due to some feats and some other things.
Due to some stuff that Tyler did that Lucas doesn't really understand.
Right.
I blame him for everything.
Lucas, you're up.
It's a thought.
Actually, let's draw a little bit of this. Doesn't even have to be...
Better than sending lightning arcing out across the ground.
Minis.
I don't have one, so just use that.
I know Grady walked in.
I still technically, I guess, haven't walked in.
Well,
Say, am other I the only one in here?
Other things were going on. Troy would have to be in here so that he could see to Mage Hand. I have no idea.
Was it painted or no?
No.
Is that him?
Yep. Where do you want him?
Where's the door?
Right here. Schroeder?
Probably to the right of Kira.
Lucas, is this you?
It is today.
Where do you want to be?
You could put me more fully in the room, Jeff. I wouldn't have... Once there's no magic setting off, I would have gone in and investigated without touching anything. Mm-hmm.
Should have been here.
Wait, where's the door? Just put me right in front of the door. That's fine.
Okay. There's other random knickknacks and shit. Like a... Probably like a sand table type thing. Mm-hmm. Other random things that a high-level mage would have in his office.
Sure.
Cuddy was asking before, is there a window in here?
No. Internal build or internal room.
Okay.
Makes sense.
There goes. Almost like the archmage does not want line of sight into his office.
I mean, that makes sense now that you say it. I've never been an archmage before. I didn't know.
How tall is the floor to ceiling?
20 feet. Not overly huge, but...
This thing is a large creature?
It is large.
Okay.
I don't know if we're waiting on him to get back, or you still want to start? I assume
you can
go
ahead and start.
Okay.
You're up first. Grady's last,
so... We'll give it a try. Wisdom saving throw?
I don't know what that rolled.
Okay.
It's an 11.
That's a fail.
Okay.
He is held.
No, he's not.
Hold monster? Okay.
Yep. It's a good try.
Might want to ask before you do that if it's a monster.
No. Well, it's not human. That totally would hold most anything.
Yeah, it's not human because it's metallic. So I assumed hold monster was the way to go.
So I have a question. Is it possible to make an arcana roll to understand why it didn't work?
Sure. Lucas can on his turn.
Okay.
Right now.
Your arcana roll? It's 12.
No. You're with a 12, you're not even sure exactly what this thing is.
Okay. Neat. Who's next?
Troy.
I'm trying to understand exactly what this spell is saying. So, wind wall.
Okay.
Make a wall.
Of wind.
Of wind. It says, when the wall appears, each creature within its area. What does that mean?
It means it's a wall that can be passed through, and you can put it over top of somebody.
Okay.
It's good to know we can't at least rely on that spell. If we needed it for anything.
Yeah, what the hell? I'll cast it in just like the five squares and that thing.
Okay, what does it do?
Must succeed on a strength saving throw once it, I guess, crosses. Strong wind keeps fog, smoke, and other gases at bay. Smaller flying creatures or objects can't pass through the wall. Loose, lightweight materials brought into the wall flying upwards. Arrows, bolts, and other ordinary objects launched at the target behind the wall are deflected upward. And automatically miss boulders holded by giants, blah, 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 blah. Creatures in gaseous form can't pass through it.
It's decent.
Trying to decide if this thing is susceptible to.
You can make an arcana check.
Okay, good. 19.
That is an iron golem. What do you want to know?
Does it have any elemental weaknesses?
Weaknesses? No.
Okay. Does it have any... Is it resistant to anything?
Quite a bit.
Bullets, my only weakness. How did you know?
Do we understand why Hold Person doesn't work on it? Or Hold Monster?
It is immune to paralysis.
Fair. It's a good try.
Hmm? Yeah, it was.
So this might actually be beneficial, sort of. Okay.
Okay.
Stone golem will be cast.
Iron.
Huh?
Iron.
No. My shield guardian. Whatever.
Oh.
I need a constitution saving throw, please. Oh, and it's a... You get disadvantage.
Okay, then I roll straight. Why do I have disadvantage?
Because you're made of metal.
Oh.
It's only a 9.
It's a 9.
The stone guardian has cast shatter. So I need a 3d8.
Read shatter to me, please.
Each creature in a 10-foot radius sphere centered on that point must make a constitution saving throw. A creature takes 3d8 thunder damage on a failed save, half as much on a successful. A creature made of inorganic material such as stone, crystal, metal has disadvantage on the saving throw.
Oh, okay. So there's not anything beyond that. It used to really fuck up some creatures.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Back when it was cool.
19 thunder damage.
Because we know it's an iron golem, or at least he does, are we allowed to look up information about iron golems?
Nope. I'll answer 3 questions per check.
Okay.
What is the wingspan?
Good. Are we allowed to know the resistances since he asked that question? And you just said a lot.
I'm not going to list off everything.
Is it resistant to fire?
Yes.
Okay. There's a 3rd question.
Is it resistant to force?
That's actually a 4th.
No, it's not.
Vulnerabilities are resistances and paralysis.
I didn't ask paralysis. That was somebody else. So you gave them that answer.
Okay. I think it's whoever's next.
It would be Kalesa. Oh, I didn't get...
Oh, shit, the mic and it's back. Fuck him up.
Kalesa has the spear and Grin is the little guy. Kalesa doesn't... I don't even think she has weapons.
She a spellcaster or no?
No. She is a spy.
Oh. Yeah, just give her a dagger.
Okay, she has a dagger.
That she hangs out in the hallway with.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
I hand her my dagger.
This guy comes marching out. What does the strength check, or strength save do?
It needs a strength saving throw.
Okay.
Is it to be able to pass through the wall?
No. It's whether or not to take damage.
Take damage?
Yes.
That's 20.
Fails against multiples of 5. All right, you take half as much.
What am I taking damage from?
The wind wall.
Really?
Yeah. 10 bludgeoning.
So if anybody has anything to push this thing back, be good.
What is causing the damage? Is it just being buffeted by random crap blown by the wind?
I guess.
Okay, because I'm pretty...
Damage type, like force or anything?
I mean, bludgeoning. It's bludgeoning, but...
A wall of strong wind rises from the ground. You can make the wall blah, blah, blah. You can shape it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
When the wall appears, each creature within its area must make a strength saving throw. A creature takes 3d8 bludgeoning damage on a failed save, half as much on a successful. The strong wind keeps fog, smoke, other gases at bay. Small flying creatures can't pass through.
Okay.
Loose, lightweight materials fly upwards.
Yeah, it looks like it's things impacting because it talks about things getting thrown around. That would be the best guess because the wind itself isn't probably causing damage.
Right, because, I don't know, I'll call it half damage because normally just bludgeoning wouldn't do anything.
Magical bludgeoning.
That's why I'm giving you half. Okay, then the golem keeps going.
You get a thing when you get to near area? Do you have a reaction for that?
No. I mean,
I'm trying to decide where I'm going.
It depends on where it goes first.
There. You doing anything?
I can't do anything until I think either you attack somebody or you provoke an op attack, which you haven't provoked an op attack yet.
Okay. Then, yeah, fuck it. Everybody.
Because I can't do Tunnel Fighter unless I go first and set it. Now there, you might have provoked an op attack.
I'm still within your threatened range.
I just can't see it, so I wasn't
You're
sure.
You're here, so you've got 10 feet of reach. He's still within your reach.
I don't have 10 feet of reach because I haven't lit up the glaive.
Oh, well, he's still within 5 feet of you. So.
Yeah, no, I just can't see the lines from here.
Yep. He is going to let out a cone of poison gas, which is why I thought the wind wall was a really good idea. Couldn't do it from back there.
Is he casting a spell or is he just...
No, it's just... Part of his build.
He dumps it.
He just spews.
These 3, actually these 4, need to make a constitution save.
Am I allowed to use a racial ability?
I don't know. What is it?
Hold breath for an hour.
Nice.
Because I'm a turtle?
I don't think so. Because most like cloud kill and other poison attacks, it doesn't matter if you're breathing it. You're still absorbing it. It's in your eyes.
Okay. What is it you need to make?
Constitution
save. He closes those swimming lids.
Is this one of those times I can need my advantage?
Nope. That's only for concentrating on spells.
I always forget this.
17.
Also 17.
What did our friends roll?
Hang on.
10d8. That was a couple eights there. Ferk.
Okay. What'd you get?
I'm not in it.
Yeah, you are.
You said those four.
These four.
Oh.
Well, it's okay. A 15-foot cone.
What is it? Con save?
Con save.
26.
So you're burning your reaction. What is your constitution bonus? It's
a plus 8 on a save throw.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were doing the touch of genius.
No.
Okay, you pass. Kalesa passes, and you two take full.
17s?
Yep. That is 46 points of damage.
4d6 or 46?
46. Poison damage, if that matters.
Ouch.
Grin is going to go.
Why did I write?
Are you talking to your mic again, Jeff?
Sure.
Okay. I must be tired or something. I can't look at things for shit.
Grin steps over and throws a magic missile at it. That's not bad. He takes a chunk out of it. That's like almost 20 damage on a magic missile.
It's a solid magic missile.
It was. Schroeder, you're up.
Sorry, I'm still mathing. I was making sure I didn't have resistance to poison before I...
That's why I made sure to tell you.
Yeah.
I think it's only dwarfs that do, but...
Yeah, I had poisoned written down. I think I was poisoned previously.
Ah, gotcha.
And I was just making sure that I didn't write poisoned down as, like, a resistance. My brain is not wanting to work. Okay. I'm going to roll an Arcana check.
Cool.
That is a 21.
Okay.
Are they resistant to necrotic damage?
No.
If banished, do golems come back to this plane?
Yes.
Can I save my third question for later?
No. That's three.
You haven't watched the D&D movie.
I didn't have another question.
Are they resistant to force?
I didn't.
Okay. Go ahead and make a con save then.
Okay.
Oh, good. Most of this is good.
That's not great. That's only a 12.
Then it does not pass, and it gets the full 8d8.
Nice.
On my blight.
Oh, blight is nice. Blight's necrotic?
Yes, it is. It's 31 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move around it without triggering an op attack. I'm just going to work my way around so there's not a cone hitting four people.
How far?
We'll go one more. How much total was that?
20.
Take me another 5 foot at the diagonal right there.
Okay.
That's good because I don't have any cantrips, I believe, that are bonus actions besides Spare the Dying.
Shillelagh and I don't know if you have Magic Stone.
I don't have Magic Stone. I can Shillelagh. I'll do that.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn.
Grady, you're up.
I'm seeing it listed one place and not listed another place, so we'll see whatever Jeff decides. It's up to him. Rage. Reckless Attack. My super badass adamantine hand axes.
Which nice.
In some places say that they get through the golem, and other places they don't, so I'll let you decide.
Damage immunity for bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from non-magical weapons not made from adamantine.
Get fucked. If I can hit. 19 hit?
Oh, it's here. No.
How much?
19.
Second attack.
That one hits.
That's got. I hope that hits. That's 27.
Yeah. Yeah, that hits.
It's only ability check, saving throw.
Somebody want to maneuver because I'm going to add an extra D8 of damage to it. You can move up to half your movement speed without provoking an op attack.
Lucas, do you want to move? I'll give you the option.
Yeah, it can move me just
out in the line 15 feet, trying to, so we're not all clustered. Not clustered as badly, maybe.
You did notice that that was only a 15-foot cone, so it's you're out of range now.
That's fine.
That's 16 points of damage on that hit, Jeff, because I can't do Great Weapon Master on that.
Okay.
Because they are two axes.
I was just trying to reduce the number of people hit in the cone.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to use my action surge, and I'm going to go ahead and hit it two more times, because then I'm going to try and apply two more maneuverability so we can all spread out if I can hit it two more times.
Cool.
I'm not hitting with that, because that's an 8 and a 1. God, if I could roll for shit, I get advantage, and it's fucking useless. 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
One of you can move. If not, one of the NPCs can move.
Again?
Yes.
Yeah. He action surged so people could move.
That's more shit on the damage. 10 total damage.
You said half again?
Yeah. I don't think I was adding the plus 2 to that. Sorry, so that should have been... There should be 4 more on that.
Got it.
2 for the first hit and 2 for the second hit. My bad.
Forgot to add your rage damage.
Yeah, because I think on my other weapon, I think I auto-calculated in, but on that weapon, I don't. So I use my bonus... I don't get a second bonus, do I? It's just another action. I can move. I don't want to move. Okay. Yeah, I'm good. That's my turn.
Lucas.
I have an idea.
This works. Dex save?
It's probably not good at that.
It is not. It's a 16.
Fail.
What you got?
It's force damage.
Okay.
See how this goes. It's disintegrate. It does damage.
Yeah.
It does do damage. I was pretty sure adamantine weapons cut through golems. But it doesn't specify that under adamantine weapons.
No.
I just wish I hit harder with them. D6 plus 7 is not bad, but it would be nice to hit more than 2 out of 4 fucking times rolling 8 dice.
Should you get your glaive coated in adamantine?
Since this is a lightsaber, I don't really think you
71
can...
71 force damage.
Jesus Christ.
It's 10 D6 plus 40.
Okay, you did better than average.
What is it? What's the spell?
Disintegrate.
You should know that one.
did all that get through?
Did it
appear? Okay.
Yeah. You smashed the fuck out of it.
Oh, you weren't amused?
I'm going to wipe shit all over your chair.
If it were to drop him to zero, he would disintegrate dash.
Yeah.
I see Troy coming back with a wet dookie hand.
Oh no, not the wet dookie hand.
It's my 6th level slot. Should start with that, I guess. That's okay.
I feel like
if you could hold it, then it would be stuck there and we could just wail on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that would have been the plan, but here we are.
You wouldn't have been able to hold it.
For a golem.
It looks beat to hell.
Good.
Well,
between the two of us, we you and I have done over 100 damage.
Yeah.
Yes.
That should be a good start.
Okay, I'll cast Shatter this time. So another con save, please.
Not a bad one.
Ooh. 17.
Did you roll twice?
Yes.
No.
Oh, that's right.
Fucker. Cheating on me.
That's an 8.
Fail.
Alrighty.
So 15.
Ooh, got a plus 7 con.
17. Thunder damage.
Kaboom.
Okay.
Just resistant to bludgeoning, or was it immune?
Hmm?
Did you say he was resistant or immune to bludgeoning?
Depends on from what?
From a normal thing.
Like a giant.
A normal...
from a fucking shield guardian.
From a non...
Oh, yeah. Unless his attacks are magical.
I don't think they are.
They're not.
No.
That didn't answer the question. Immune or resistant?
Immune.
Okay. I mean, the creature itself is kind of...
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Use
him as a shield.
What did we decide my spirit weapon was? Wasn't it just like a floating headstone that like...
Yeah. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Kalesa is going to get the hell out of the way. She looks like she is on her last legs.
Makes sense.
two attacks at Grady.
Coward.
You'll get there. That's crit.
Can't be crit. It's an adamantine weapon.
I thought. Oh, wait.
It's only armor. Yes.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, it's It's only four armor.
I hold the axe up.
Wait and see if you would actually go with it or not.
Figured worth a shot.
For some reason, I thought you actually couldn't be crit, but was that just Grandmama?
Adamantine shield, I think, is what he had.
Adamantine armor.
Yeah.
That seems like an excessive number of dice, Jeff.
I feel like you're inflating the dice.
Those are D10s.
It's 3D10. And I critted. It's 35, 39, 46 points of damage.
So what you're saying is 23.
Yep. Okay, I actually got to look at the plus now. Yeah, 24 is still going to hit, right?
Nope. Yes. My AC is like probably the lowest in the party. Jeff, I don't even have armor.
26 points of damage.
Okay.
Two at Schroeder. Miss. I know you're going to take an attack.
Yeah.
23 to hit.
It hits exactly.
That's a D20. 24 points of damage.
Take my reaction.
Sure.
19.
Miss.
I'm really getting tired of things that I miss 50% of the time. It's kind of irritating.
When it's got a 20 AC, it's hard. It's easy to miss. Grin throws a spell. Where is it? Misses. Schroeder.
Can you remind me, is using a level of wild shape considered using a leveled spell?
No.
So I could use a level of wild shape and then use a leveled bonus action? Okay, then I will do that. I'm going to use my symbiotic entity.
Yep.
So I'm add 4 times druid level in temporary HP, which at 10th level druid adds 40 back as temp. And then I will cast spiritual weapon and attack with.
Okay.
And I'll miss because it's only a 17.
Okay. Grady.
Reckless attack. Let's do it again. Adamantine. That would be a 20.
It'll hit.
Schroeder, would you like to move?
Yeah, I guess I'll just back up from it.
Okay. You get that.
No, you don't want to go that way.
Okay, then I'll back up in the other direction or I'll work my way around it, I guess.
Where? This way?
Where's the wall at? Shit.
You could go here and around.
Can I diagonal step for 5?
5.
And then...
10, 15?
Yeah.
18 points of damage.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Second attack.
Yep.
Fucking, that's like the fourth 19 I've rolled.
You want to use this? You can add a d4 to your attack roll.
Well, that would mean it would be a hit, yes. Do you want me to roll the d4?
No, I don't.
Okay. I can use my last superiority die if anybody else wants to move or if Schroeder wants to go farther. I'm just adding on extra damage to chunk the fuck out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just back up another.
Okay, Schroeder can move again.
It takes your reaction.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Sorry. I've not really used double.
Or does it?
I think it does. I think you're right. Yes, it uses its reaction. Okay. You're right. So I can't move Schroeder again. Anybody else want to? Could.
Grin's good.
If you'd like to get the Shield Guardian closer, Troy, you could also use it to move the Shield Guardian closer.
I mean, Shield Guardian is not going to do anything.
Could grapple it and carry it away.
It could grapple, that is true.
Just thought,
I suppose.
Could also be a shield and take damage.
Yeah, sure.
Don't forget that other ability on the Shield Guardian.
It gives plus 2 AC.
No. It can absorb damage from you.
Right. Yeah.
You're doing that? Didn't you just take damage?
No.
Oh.
I haven't been hit.
You took damage in the poison.
No, I didn't.
No, he passed.
He didn't. Yeah, he passed it. It's another 20 damage, they took half damage, Jeff.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, it should have been half.
You didn't say that. You didn't say that. If this were situations were reversed, you'd enforce that.
I was kind of shocked because you did say you passed.
Yeah.
I was shocked because you're like, yeah, you guys take the full 46. And I was kind of like, well, maybe not. What did I say? 20 points of damage off that second adamantine hit. And my superiority dies are gone.
Lucas.
How's it looking?
Like still a metal golem.
Still beat to shit.
It's like not a bad choice what you're looking at.
Like a dented Ironman.
Deciding how high of a slot I want to use on it.
I'd say it probably at least four.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. All right, let's do a fourth level magic missile. Is what, six? Is that six? No, it starts with three, five. Is that right? Five missiles?
What level is magic missile? What is the spell?
Oh,
two.
First level.
Six.
So if it's a first level spell and you get three, then you add one for every level you go up. So from one to four is three. So you throw six missiles.
D4 is not D6.
And it's 64 plus one. Is that right?
Plus six.
64 plus six.
Yeah, plus one per die.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking 64 plus one per die, which is 64 plus six.
I'll just roll four and then roll two. 22.
I don't trust your math.
Did you plus the six on top of
that's
your
what
dice?
I was, yeah.
Okay.
I rolled really low the first time, and then I rolled two fours on the last two.
Okay. Troy.
Well, I guess I'll just do shatter again. So, con save, please.
Now. Fail.
15. The shield guardian will grapple.
Okay.
It's like an unarmed attack.
Yeah.
So, I assume you have to roll.
It's opposed strength. I'm assuming you're rolling strength.
That's not great.
19.
You got him.
He is grappled.
Now just pick him up and hold his head in the shield or in the wind wall.
Can I move him?
Half your speed.
Cha-cha around.
You're technically a large character.
There's a whole bunch of shit. Call that basically.
Sure.
Okay. Dude. Just
10 feet of movement.
Just fucking belly to belly suplex him.
That's 10 feet.
Okay.
Now he's in the wall.
Like, just fucking belly to back suplex that asshole over the top of your head and into the wind wall. And then do that sweet bridge thing where they arch up on their backs on their tiptoes and pin them.
The Northern Light suplex.
So now I need a strength saving throw.
Or you could snap dragon him. That'd be fun.
When do they roll the strength saving throw?
It's only when they start their turn.
Yeah, I think it's when they start to turn.
Which is coming up, right?
When the wall appears.
Yeah, the wall has already appeared.
Doesn't say anything about starting turn.
Strength, 24.
Ooh. 15, so 7.
Anything else?
Nope.
It's really like the idea of a shield guardian belly to back suplexing this, Iron Golem into a bridge position.
Four attacks at Schroeder. Miss.
Do you have disadvantage? He's grappled.
What do you mean? Doesn't matter that he's grappled.
No. I guess he has a 10-foot range.
Yeah.
Got it.
25.
It hits.
23 points of damage. A crit and a 27. 26.
Going there.
Yep.
Didn't you just get 40-some hit points?
Yeah, and you already hit me for 46.
Oh. I didn't know what you had.
Actually, you've already hit me for 46 and another hit, because you hit me with another hit.
I like it.
42 on the crit.
If you hit me for more than 7, I'm down.
You're down.
I am down at 0.
That's a 6. Which isn't going to matter. He's not going to make it to the next round. Schroeder, death save.
2.
That's one fail.
There's almost 2 fails.
Grady, you're up.
Step up on him. Reckless attack that some bitch. Am I in the wind wall there?
Or no.
I'm one step out? Okay.
Yep.
There's no advantage for him being held. For
fuck's sake. It'd be awesome to roll something that wasn't a single digit.
That's true.
Extra attack.
What?
That one
the second one hits.
Double secret
24. 9 points of adamantine smashing damage.
Okay. That's it?
Yup. I have a bonus attack. I will go into, what is it, my defensive stance? Yeah.
Lucas, you're up.
I don't know. I'll just hit it with magic missile again.
Okay.
Kunk, kunk, kunk.
Do the same thing.
Well.
Besides being petrified, I think that's the first time Artland's gone down. And that was in the first Beholder fight. And he had to Lester Restoration me with
20.
Harrison Sword.
What's that?
20.
It goes down.
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.